You're listening to the Slavic Literature Pod, your shelf help guide to all things Slavic. Hello and welcome to Tipsy Tolstoy, Russian Literature for the Inebriated.
I'm Cameron Lalana.
And I'm Matt Gerasimovich, a PhD candidate in Russian Literature.
It feels good, right?
You know, that's powerful.
You know, it feels a little snooty when you say it, but
it does. Well, are you even a PhD candidate? Or are you a PhD candidate in Slavic literature, in language?
What's your
department?
Languages and literatures.
That's not as catchy.
So clunky.
Yeah. Why would you lead with languages in that one?
I don't know. I hardly speak English, so I don't know.
Oh. Anyway,
it's just the way you have to do it. It doesn't sound right if you say literatures and languages.
Literatures and languages. That's a fair
languages
point.
That, literature. I don't know. Something it about it just doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right either way.
Yeah.
Just say culture.
Yeah. Well.
Have you considered meeting with the head of your department to give them some branding ideas?
Oh, I'm sure they would love that. I'm sure they would. The problem is that academics are only good at coming up with like really long acronyms or like, you know, just a lot of word salad.
Yeah, I know. Every time I have to write down, my least favorite thing in writing a news story is when I have to talk about a government entity or an academic, because everyone's title is so long and they work for the department, the longest name in existence. It's so hard to introduce when every sentence generally in broadcast news is like 6 to 7 words long. And then you have someone's name like, oh, this is such and
Matt
such person. Yeah, this is Matt Gerasimovich. He's the executive senior director at the San Francisco Recreation and Parks Department. You know,
by that point, you're out of breath.
Yeah, I know. That's like half the reason why we're taught to write. So the anchor doesn't run out of breath halfway through the sentence.
Yeah, not like when I write for you on our scripts.
Right.
I'm doing a challenge. It's a challenge run.
It's trying to see how much can you get in one breath.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
breath optimizer. Yeah.
Let's bring it back around. Why did we use our old intro? It's because we're doing sort of a retrospective today for office hours. And yes, we know you came here so you could get a better grade on your paper, but unfortunately, you're going to have to socialize with the TAs first.
No!
The worst thing in existence.
Yeah, it is.
When I was in college, I loved socializing with the TAs because it helped me out when I fucked up really badly on the final.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd grade very easily on me because they like me.
No, I was just thinking the last thing I want to do is now socialize with other TAs because we're all strange.
That's
very, very strange.
Yes, that makes sense. That doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Matt, of course, never talks to me about anyone he works with, so I would not know anything about that.
No
commentary on that.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, we're doing a retrospective because we thought this might be a good time to look back on where we've come from and talk about everything we've evolved over the years for this show, and more importantly, rank it all to see where it falls and is it good or is it bad. So if you're considering taking a look back through the catalog, this is going to be the definitive guide to our thoughts on our own podcast. And
yes, people love ranking videos for some reason.
Right. So eventually this will be turned into a tier list. S tier, A tier.
Once we have time, because we're recording this far too late. Ranking videos for some reason.
Once we have time between how late we recorded this in the week and our daily episodes and our daily emails to everyone.
That series is getting an F tier from me. Life and Fate, F. Not because of the content, but because of the amount of work that we're doing.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Effing kidding me. Why did I think this was a good idea?
That is a proper ranking. That is our F tier. Are you effing kidding me?
My ranking will go back and forth between how much I personally liked the episode as a whole and how much work it went into it.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to be an interesting mix. So a couple ground rules. We're not going to speak about every episode because there's a lot, but we will be grouping them all. So they'll be either talked about individually or as part of a group. Sometimes we think about them thematically in terms of how we produce them secondarily. And I think this works for you, Matt. No bonus episodes. That's its own thing. The main lines.
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't even remember half the bonus episodes.
Yeah. As I'm looking at a list of everything we've done, I'm being reminded of them all.
Mm.
And I'm afraid to turn them on because I'm afraid of what we said in them.
Well, I know most of it was you just being mad about 1984.
That was a big one. I stand by that one. I listened to it later, and I still stand by it.
That one was fine.
Yeah. It's mostly like the really early era when eventually we came to a point where we're like, all right, we got to set ground rules for what we can and can't talk about on air. in order of likeliness of we can't talk about anything or anyone who is likely to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, you know, people are kind of, some people surprise you as to who actually listens to the show.
Right.
And
so we had,
it scares me sometimes.
Yeah. So in the early days, we didn't have that rule, and eventually we had to make it pretty expansive. Mm-hmm. All right. So well, let's take it from the top. I'm going to say we're going to order the first three are going to put as a group: The Nose by Gogol, Red Calvary by Babel, and Alyosha the Pot by Tolstoy. We're putting those in a group because we recorded those all more or less back to back and like over the period of a couple days because we released all three at the beginning. So those were our first foray into podcasting.
Because somebody told me on Reddit, when you start a podcast, you should release three or more.
Yeah.
I don't know why. There was some theory behind it. You know, people love it to listen to the next episode. You know, they'll also listen to the next episode if you just release it a week later. You don't need to make three at once. Not to mention, we didn't really do any re-recording. Maybe we botched one, I think. But, you know, it's not like we were getting better at it over the three that we did in one day.
Yeah, that was rough.
We also didn't shop it around to any friends.
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, I didn't.
Yeah.
I did it after it got out, and people were like, not as bad as I thought. And I said, all right, I'll take that.
The feedback I got was for The Nose by Gogol was, Matt needs to stop calling things funny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did I call funny?
Well, it's a funny novel, and I guess you just said, this is funny a lot.
Well, you didn't tell me until now, and I appreciate that. You gotta protect my thin skin.
Working in broadcast, I know the number one thing is not to pass on is something that people can't help. And I don't think we can help word choices like that. Anyway,
just funny.
Funny. It's a
funny, 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 funny.
I'm putting this at, I'm putting these in B tier because they're nothing particularly good. It's not a failure to be in B tier. P tier is fine. Today, they're serviceable. People still listen to The Nose by Gogol at like an exceedingly high rate.
Mm. Well, it's the first one. It's a solid B. I mean, it's converting. People are listening to other things afterwards. I wish we had a better first episode for people to listen to when they click on and it just happens to be sorted oldest to newest. You know, I wish I had one where I wasn't recording on a Blue Yeti into a corner of a tiny apartment I was living in at the time.
Yeah.
You know, be all right. But you make do. I also wanted to say that I think it's exceedingly funny that we didn't start with a Tolstoy thing, anything, because we were called Tipsy Tolstoy, and it didn't occur to us marketing geniuses that we should have started with that. And nope, we said Gogol. We'll start with The Nose.
I think that gets even funnier when you go to our next couple, which is Sankhya, Part 1 and Part 2. And I don't know if you've ever read Sankhya, but looking back on it, that was not a good choice.
I never have.
you as an audience, but if you've ever read Sankhya, you know that's kind of a weird, by Sankar Prilep, and that's a weird choice to go immediately like launch our podcast. And with time, this has aged really badly, but it's so funny that we did Prilep and before we ever did Dostoevsky by like a long shot on this podcast.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I mean, we've always been committed to doing weird things on the show. My only regret on the Sankhya Part 1, Part 2 is I just feel like it's probably not as nuanced as I would have had of a take if I had recorded it now. I think a new light has been shed upon Sankhya.
For sure. Yeah, at the time, there's a lot of things that we kind of that spoke about in joking terms, which I assume, which no longer is so much of a joke.
Yeah, and for that reason, I think this is a C-tier, you know.
Yes.
It's a C tier. I don't say how funny it is, so that's not good. And, you know, it's one I kind of like almost could like re-record now, but I'm not going to, but we could almost.
Yeah. I think it'd be interesting maybe one day to look back at it, especially as considering where Prelepin as an author is now, or rather as a an elected representative now,
yeah,
working for United Russia, which is a far cry from where Prilepin was in terms of a mindset in writing Sankhya. You know, if you've ever read Sankhya, you'll know why that's a pretty drastic change.
Oh, actually, can I move this to D tier? Because I forgot this has actually the worst sex scene that we've read in any book.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fair.
And it's not a reflection of our quality. It's a reflection of the writing.
Okay, so
I think for that reason,
I'll allow it.
Okay.
The tier for Sankhya, don't listen to it until we actually fully re-record this.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to group the next three again, because that's, yeah. I think, up until No Surrender Underground, that's all kind of... That's Kalima Tales by Varlam Shalamov, 26 Men and a Girl by Maxim Gorky, and The Overcoat by Nikolai Gogol.
You know what these three have in common?
What? What is that?
These three do absolutely ballistic numbers on YouTube. There is some professor that is either mentioning us in a class, or we are like the literal only resource for these three specific... Not The Overcoat so much, but 26 Men and a Girl... and Kalima Tales, we are like, if you add those numbers into our total views, it is like life altering. It's insane. I don't know what's happening. I don't know how to stop it. First of all, people are clicking on Kalima Tales because they think it's an audiobook. Not sure why YouTube is doing that. They haven't figured that out yet. We got a lot of angry comments earlier on because of people thinking that. Very unclear based on the whole podcast intro explaining exactly what we're doing that it might be confused as an audiobook,
right?
And then the 26 Men and a Girl, I don't even remember recording that one at this point. By now, talked about it in grad school at a different point, and I was like, all right, okay, probably could have added a little more here and there on this episode. It's a little bit short, so but that continues to amaze me. Whenever I go on YouTube, I'm like, all right, yep, still our most viewed video ever.
Which is wild because, again, to the point that these are...
Not a high performer in the podcast metrics either.
No, not by podcast metrics, not good. Also, these are so short. Now we record, we know we need to get our recording time down, but 30 minutes, 31 minutes flat, that's wild.
32. Mine shows 32.
Okay, 30. All right, 32 flat, 31 flat, whatever. Short episodes by comparison.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to give these. I think I'm going to rank them C tier. I think they're fine, but I'm bumping them all down because we pronounced Kalima the entirety of Kalima Tales, and I think they're fine. But that one really kind of casts a whole oops on the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, but they're doing numbers on YouTube, so
that's fair. All right, hey, we'll bump it back up to B.
Back up to B, baby. There's no rules.
There's no, it's just vibes.
Just vibes.
Okay. Well, next one is, speaking of vibes, Notes from Underground with Dr. Caitlin Shirley, our first guest and most constant guest.
S for Shirley.
S tier. Yeah. S for Shirley. Shirley's great.
Shirley in S tier.
Shirley's great. Everything Shirley's in is an S tier. This is also one of our highest performers of all
time.
This
one actually is still top 10. Like when we transferred podcast hosts this last summer, when we were doing our rebrand and everything, and we were trying to get off of Spotify,
yeah,
we don't take us off Spotify, please. But yeah, their hosting platform, we're like, all right, good riddance. And we still, when we look at our statistics, like to date from the time we switched, this episode still pretty much trumps even some of our newer episodes. Like this is a really really highly searched one, and it brings in a lot of views. So I'm really appreciative of this episode, and quite frankly, a lot of the Dostoevsky episodes bring in a lot of views, despite how much flack we do give the Dostoevsky Instagram community.
You know, I think it also, looking back on it fondly, I think we do a big service in covering Dostoevsky, and especially with the people who come on our podcast do a big service to the public in giving alternative understandings to Dostoevsky to the very popular Jordan Peterson style ones, which is fantastic because Jordan Peterson does not know Dostoevsky, not like the scholars we bring on do. And Dostoevsky is functionally a very conservative writer. That is true. A very reactionary writer in a lot of ways, but he's not like Jordan Peterson, and he's not how a lot of these sort of reactionaries understand Dostoevsky. He's a reactionary in a very different context. And I remember talking to a friend of mine whose shithead ex-boyfriend was obsessed with Dostoevsky, and I was kind of talking through some of these stories, and she was like, I wish you'd been around to explain to him how wrong he understood Dostoevsky. And I was like, I think this is now one of my life missions for anytime we cover Dostoevsky is to help let people understand that he's not what Jordan Peterson is telling them he is. He's not conveying that. He's conveying similarly conservative things, to be fair, but he's not conveying what Jordan Peterson is. And I think that's something, a service that we should continue to provide, especially with the help of people like Dr. Gaten Shirley, who do great work.
Ladies, listen. Do you have a man in your life who you're close to that is starting to go the wrong way with Dostoevsky? Well, for a low price of see below for details, we'll come to your boyfriend's house once a month and we will talk to him about Dostoevsky and we'll set him straight about Dostoevsky. Don't worry. We'll fix him. We'll stop him from doing that.
Yeah. And just sign up, send us an email. We'll set it up.
I'll do it for free. Although I won't respond quickly. I have emails that are sitting in there that I keep meaning to respond to. Not about people's boyfriends and Dostoevsky. Just, you know.
Right.
If you're going down that path, well, it's probably no longer your boyfriend.
I'll also do it for free, but you do have to cover airfare. So first S tier, ding, ring the bell. And I'm gonna say it. I think maybe a second S tier, up to you whether you wanted to agree. Fathers and Children, Part 1 and 2 by Ivan Turgenev.
This was fun.
It was.
I think we were really memeing for the first time on this one with Bizarrev and the Frog.
Right.
There are some people that I miss dearly that were part of our Discord community that we don't hear from too much, if at all, anymore.
Mm.
And we had such a fun time when we were first starting, especially with this novel.
It was great. I mean, the community was great. Making those jokes was fantastic. On Discord, on Twitter, all people who used to interact with us quite often as life goes moved on. But also, just I think about Fathers and Children a lot as a novel, more than anything else from this time. So I'd say S tier on every level.
All right. I'll allow it. This was a fun series.
Perfect.
I mean, it wasn't really heavy reading. It was, I don't know, it is a fun novel.
It is. It's just enjoyable. I mean, you know, I think there are criticisms made of the novel at the time that it just was not as, like, accurate as it should have been for these groups, and that is, of course, what leads to, you know, among many people criticizing it, Nikolai Chernyshevsky to write what is to be done. Words. But I think this is a really good example of sometimes just being a good writer really trumps being a more accurate writer in some ways.
Yeah.
Sir, Nikolai Chernyshevsky does more accurately portray the beliefs of people like Bizarrev, but it's just not a good book. Like, Bizarrev is a far preferable person to almost everyone that Chernyshevsky writes. Not by politics, just by virtue of, like, trying to be really empathetic as a writer.
Yeah. Yeah. Agree.
Okay. I'm going to group the next two for being a couple of short stories. How Much Land Does a Man Need by Tolstoy and The Cow and the Third Son by Platonov. I don't remember these a lot, to be honest with you.
No, we're in our forgotten era here.
Sort of. I mean, what's coming up next, I remember pretty well. Just this... I mean, these were serviceable. Just off the bat, I would say B tier. When I think of them, I think they were fine. I don't know. They worked.
I know what this is. This is like we just finished Dostoevsky and a novel, and we were like, all right, let's throw some short stories in here. That doesn't mean that the episodes themselves were bad, but it is funny looking back at how it's patterned where I'm like, you know, I need a little time off.
Right. This might reveal a little bit too much to people who are following our podcast of how we order these things.
Well, this was actually when we were going weekly still.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we were doing okay, and then we're starting to approach burnout territory, but
yeah, we'll talk more about burnout when we get there. But yeah, that was okay. I'm gonna call that B tier.
R.I.P. Cameron, you were a great co-host before we lost you that week.
Okay, let's say Anna Akhmatova, three poems, or two poems and a cycle, Song of the Final Meeting, Lot's Wife, and Requiem. All right, I don't know if you have any thoughts on this, but I actually listened to this again fairly recently because I recommended it to someone, and I just want to make sure, like, is this still good? Is this worth recommending? Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it in A tier. I really enjoyed it.
I'd say it's an A. It's an A. Yep.
I enjoyed it. We did our own translations for once of something. Debated over that. I enjoyed it. Akhmatova is just such a fantastic poet on every level, from the soul-wrenching poetry of Requiem to the sort of more personal stories and like Final Meeting and Lot's Wife, just all the way down. I enjoyed rereading it recently and listening to our own analysis of it. So I think that's an A.
Lot's Wife is one of my favorites. We spent probably over 3 hours in a grad seminar on that one poem. So that should tell you how much is there.
Understandably.
And yeah, it was really good. And this is one of the few poetry episodes we've done because we've really tried, but we've also really struggled to do poetry on the podcast. It just doesn't always work for our format. I think poetry and translation is really, really difficult. And I hope we did it justice, and I hope it was informative and interesting. I think it was. I think this was a stronger standout to me from this time.
Right, yeah. We tried to do another poetry episode in this era, and that was with a guest who we won't talk about. It did never make it to the light of day, and boy.
No.
That episode also led to our rule that we don't interview people we know.
Right.
Or like relatives. Personally. Yeah, or relatives of people we know. Yeah, so.
We have a very strict, you need to be a professor or a professional rule.
Either you've got a degree, you've written a book about it.
Right. And that's, quite frankly, that's already hard enough to coordinate.
Yeah.
In us trying to, you know, get everyone's schedule straight. So.
Well, Matt is the heroic coordinator of this group. I think we should give you the hero of labor for doing that.
True. That's why the guest episodes tend to, they either come out in batches or they're recorded in batches and you don't know that. And they come out kind of staggered a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to... Oh, man. The amount of emails, I tell you.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I bet. Well, speaking of group efforts, we, part one and part two by Yevgeny Zamyatin. I think I'd give B verging on A. My recollection is that I really enjoyed this series.
I liked the series. I think the episodes were a little bit short, and I will say that I went, okay. When I was prepping for my comprehensive exams, what I did was I went back and I listened to our old episodes on things.
Oh, nice.
Because I thought, hey, I would like, instead of actually rereading everything I need to do, why don't I just go back to when I had read it and prep for it on the podcast?
Makes sense.
I thought your discussion on Wii was actually pretty good. I thought I was lacking a little bit on this. And so I can't push myself up to A, but I'll keep myself at B on this. and it wasn't a bad series. I just think I could have brought a little more to it.
That's fair. I think you did fine.
I think my thinking on it has evolved since... You know, it's like three years ago already. That's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time. Maybe we should do another sub series where we listen to old episodes and then we come back and say, here's our evolved thinking on it in the years since.
Yeah, we're reacting to our video. And then every 3 years we can do a cycle of reacting to our reactions.
Perfect. Endless content.
Yep.
Just as Zamyatin wanted.
And then when the transcripts are fed to AI, it'll break it.
I wondered. Recently, you were like with Maya Vinacore, you referenced these episodes, and I was like, wow, Matt has a great memory.
What did I say?
You referenced some point I made to Dr. Vinacore. And I was like, wow, I can't believe you remember that.
It was probably because I was listening to these when I was prepping for my comps because I'm a maniac.
Yeah, that's what I'm beginning to think.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's move on from there to our next series. What is to be done? The trilogy. The trilogy that almost ended this podcast. What is to be done by Chernyshevsky, Tolstoy, and Lenin? Keep in mind, this is the era when we did every single week. So if you know anything about any of these books, What is to be done is almost 400 pages. By Chernyshevsky, What is to be done by Tolstoy is 200 pages. And What is to be done by Lenin is, I think, 200 to 300 pages.
Chernyshevsky might be longer. He might be five, maybe pushing six. I don't know. It was a long book. I had the chance to read it again in grad school, and I did not.
Right.
I said, I know enough to skate by this, this here colloquium, and this is plenty.
F tier. I mean, they're all interesting. I would say, like, I'm almost struggling against F tier because this was, again, I think we can't emphasize this enough, 3 weeks that almost broke the podcast. It almost ended us.
It was F tier for the mental strain, but in some ways it was S tier for the meme of what the podcast represents, which right. is a severe and borderline destructive dedication to just a crazy ideal.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of summarizing it.
But it is going to stay in F because we did almost stop doing the podcast after this. I think we did go down to... Yeah, we pretty soon after this went down to biweekly, although we did
it was like 2 months after
for like a minute.
We were like holding on by our wits' end for another 2 months, and then that we broke and went down to twice a month. But they're all three books I still think about and reference quite often. They're all important books. Just holy shit. Don't read them in a week if you also have to produce a podcast about it.
Yeah, and I actually think the episodes themselves were fine. I would have liked to have done maybe a little more on Chernyshevsky because I do actually think it's a more interesting book than people give it credit for. But
sure.
By the time we got to Lennon, I think we were like, okay, we thought this was going to go differently.
Yeah. But no, I think What Is to Be Done by Chernyshevsky is the like prototypical ideal of a novel, which is more interesting to talk about than it is to read, because it conveys so many interesting things, but it's just such an uninteresting novel to read.
Yeah.
But I think it's worthwhile. Like, I think that's a sign of how worthwhile the novel is, that I never in a million years would recommend anyone read it for the prose, but would absolutely recommend it for anyone who's trying to understand the politics of this era and even succeeding eras.
Yeah, maybe I'm a Philistine, but I didn't mind it that much.
Yeah, I think I remember that was our point of contention that episode, when I was like, this is not good prose. And you're like, yeah, you're exaggerating. That's the thing I remember most about this entire series.
Yeah, I was like, you know, it's fine.
Well,
it's fine.
We in case you're wondering, we still disagree on that, I guess. Okay. All right, let's move on. That's F tier. Love of Worker Bees by Colin Tai. That is an A tier.
That was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, I'm reading an A tier because I enjoyed our episode. I still enjoy reading Colin Tai. We didn't cover it, but I think it's Three Sisters or Three Generations, which is not one of the ones we covered, but it's also in the book. Love of Worker Bees, a short story, and it's just one of my favorite short stories that I've ever read. So this is good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that one was, yeah, I was like, I was getting mixed up. But no, that was a good one. I remember, I don't remember much about actually recording it. I just remember really being struck by the story and really enjoying talking about it.
Yeah, me too. So I'll give it A. I don't know if you disagree.
No, it's a good one.
Okay, nice. Okay, next one after that is the Anna Karenina film adaptations with the one, the only Ally Pitts.
Who we S-tier. Need to get anything Ally Pitts is in S tier.
Ally's great. We need to get him back Ally's on the great. Podcast. He's very busy, yep. So we can't get him back on usually, but it's great. We covered the Keira Knightley one and then the old Soviet one, and both were good. Both were interesting. Both.
No, they weren't. They weren't both good, Cameron. Get out of here. That was the whole point of the episode.
The whole point of the episode is that the Keira Knightley one completely misunderstands the story.
That's right. The whole conference paper on it, Cameron.
S-tier. So S-tier for Ally.
Can you believe that Northwestern paid for me to go to a professional conference where I complained about Keira Knightley for 15 minutes.
That's awesome.
No, I have no problem with Keira Knightley. I have a problem with Joe Wright.
No problem. I used to think that Keira Knightley doesn't feel like she belongs in period pieces. She looks like, you know, I think someone put it very, very well on social media once, that she has eyes that look like they've seen a smartphone. But I recently saw her in a modern film, and like when I looked at her, I was like, no, you belong in a period piece. Never mind. You've got 19th century physiognomy.
Yep. there was too much to get into on that one. I'm not going to relitigate it.
Maybe one day.
That was an S tier episode. That was really fun to record.
That was so much fun.
That was still when we were like getting into the groove of guest episodes.
Yeah.
It was good.
All right. Next one. Zuleika Part 1 and Part 2 by Güzel Yakhina. I think A tier.
Yeah. Could be.
I mean, maybe B tier just because it was serviceable, nothing special, but I feel like the Zuleika series, the book itself holds such a special place in my heart. Maybe that's affecting it.
I think I could go A tier on this one. I think I'm a little bit soured by her last book, which I didn't like as much.
For sure.
And I don't know if I'm just being like a sour old man now or what the deal is, but yeah. No, Zuleika, I did like a lot, and that was something that like, I don't know, it was like I had read it before, and it was one of those like first like things I had just found on my own outside of class, and I was just like, I'm gonna read this, and it was really great when I read it, and I was really excited to bring it on the podcast, and it was good. That also is one of the ones that's doing numbers on YouTube.
Yeah,
like recently.
Interesting. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, so shout out whatever professor is assigning Zuleika in class.
Go.
And now we're getting the benefit, although no benefit because we don't run ads on YouTube, so
just the number goes up.
We're getting views, I guess. So
right,
that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's split the difference. We'll call that. I'll end. Let's call it B tier. Perfectly serviceable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I like to believe that it's these episodes that got the publisher to send us Yakhina's most recently translated book into English.
Oops.
And not just the fact that we're the only Slavic literature podcast that functionally exists.
Yeah. It's fun.
That's fun.
It's fun being us.
Okay, so the next couple of ones we're going to split into two because we used to do this horrible format where we would do a long series where we did one long series episode and we did one unrelated episode. So I'm gonna split up and consider the long series as one and then all the others as separate episodes. Or maybe even just let's just group the we'll call these the mid episode ones.
We did good going weekly. We really made it further than I remember.
We did like 6 months weekly.
Yeah, I was in grad school. That's true. I was grinding.
You were grinding.
I was in year one grad school. I was ready to die.
That's fair. Okay, so well, let's see. Because on one side, we've got Anna Karenina. On the other side, let's do all these all as one. But that's going to be The Lady and the Dog by Anton Chekhov, Pchens by Sinyavsky, The Unwomanly Face of War by Svetlana Alexeyevich, and Matryona's House by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and then finally, One Soldier's War by Arkady Babchenko. Those are all extremely different books.
yeah, let's rank them together.
I'm going to rank them together as A tier because it was insanely impressive that we pulled off. I think I listened to a couple of them not too long ago, like within the last year. Pretty impressive episodes considering how burned out we were covering that in Anna Karenina.
Yeah, I'd give it an A for a wow, that was too much to be doing at once.
Right, for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Lady and the Dog, it's good. I think we had I think we had good things to say about it. Hence, Sinyavsky, Abram Tense.
That was a fun one.
Just a great his short story, like What is Socialist Realism or whatever it's called, is well worth the read. Matryona's House is one of the few things by Solzhenitsyn I actually like. And One Soldier's War by Arkady Babchenko is the whole reason I am studying Slavic literature in the first place. So I'm giving it A tier for effort and also good subject matter in this period.
Yeah, I didn't do my best on One Soldier's War. I will be honest with you on that one. And I think that explains the next format change episode.
Were we still doing marked as explicit?
Are they all marked as explicit?
Some of them are. Based on my mother's feedback, which is I don't like when you swear. So my compromise was I'm not gonna tell my adult co-host that we're gonna stop cursing, but I will mark them explicit. Okay, Anna Karenina. This series, I'm still thinking about it. Where do you land on this?
I don't know how I feel about any of our long series, truth be told.
Well, every time we do a long series, it fundamentally changes the podcast afterward.
Yeah, it really does. It ends up being a really good time for reflection because we always hate it when we're doing long series. We have not yet found a way that feels really great to do a long series. And I don't know how I feel about it because I always feel like I missed things and that really, really bothers me. Or I feel like we didn't do a good enough job of tying together certain themes that we wanted to track. And part of it is because we're reading as we go for each episode. We don't read all at once, then break it up, then go back and analyze. And maybe that would be the better way to do it. But that's not how we do it.
Right.
So that is a slight downfall, I think.
It's always going to be an issue.
For me, it's doing numbers, and people have said very good things about it, which is very kind, and I always love hearing that. For me, personally, it's kind of a B-tier one, where B for almost broke the podcast.
Right. B, I'm going to agree with you for B for two reasons. One, yes, almost broke the podcast. That was a lot. Secondarily, it's because I think we both came out of Anna Karenina being like, because by the end, we were just like, we're just trying to survive between doing this and our daily lives. And we looked back on it, even as we were finishing it, we were like, I think we could have done a better job. Not like we did a bad job, but like we can see the ways which if we had more time and more preparation and had realized what a long series entailed, we could have done this more expertly. And
but it was our first one. What do you expect?
I'll give ourselves some grace and not rate it lower, but I'm going to give it B for that fact.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Okay, let's move on from there. B tier, Anna Karenina. I'm gonna put together the next. The next one I'll take on its own. The Meek One by Dostoevsky with also Dr. Caitlin Shirley. Another S tier because for S S-tier. For Shirley
all the way.
Everything
the
with way. Dr. S-tier Shirley, Shirley. And it's S tier.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Yeah, It also, again,
the fact that we got 56 minutes out of this episode, that's good stuff.
Incredible. Also, my number one go-to recommendation for, again, like going back to that story earlier when it was like my friend who, you know, who's like, I wish you could have talked to my ex-boyfriend about Dostoevsky. This is like the number one where I'm like, this, you need
now
to read this.
Now we can.
Now we can. If you, once you read the Meek one, you're like, you start to see, yes, he does often use women as like an example of kind of the, you know, abused Mother Russia, you know, theme, idea, whatever, but mm-hmm. it helps, really helps bring home how often the importance of women in his work as sort of a moral center, which, in, you know, as for an author today, I would say is a little bit droll, but hey, it's Dostoevsky writing the era he did. That's pretty, pretty cutting edge at that point in time.
So the next one, bonus 7 preview movie night, as if we were going to drive new subscriptions based on a paywalled movie night.
Right.
That's a winner.
That was back in the day when we were like, what can drive people to our Patreon? Yes, bonus episodes, and you get a preview if you are, for, I don't know. We've gone through a lot.
Yeah, then we were like, we don't really like making bonus episodes. So that's kind of dumb.
Yeah. There's a reason why we don't. Why bonus episodes are just our office hours and also free now.
There's a reason why our subscription support model has basically evolved to just pay us if you like the show.
We're like PBR now. PBR.
We are just like PBR.
PBS. We're like PBS, where we just, if you like what we do.
We're your PBS if you had a little bit of PBR with it.
Right. We'll do that. We'll do it for free. It's public education. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do the show anyways. It'd be nice to have a little money to help us, but you know. There was a realization that, of course, we're never going to turn this into anything more than part-time. So the acceptance of that, I think, was good.
I think that was really important for us. Speaking of important for us, I think I'm going to group the next four because they're all relatively short stories. The Captain's Daughter is really pushing the definition of a short story, but that's neither here nor there. It's The Funeral Party by Ludmila Ulitskaya, Heart of a Dog by Mikhail Bulgakov, The Captain's Daughter by Alexander Pushkin, and Morphine again by Mikhail Bulgakov. I guess novella. That's maybe the more appropriate way of describing all of these. I'm going to put these all in A tier because these are all excellent pieces, and I think we did a good job on these episodes.
Yeah, I think we did a good job. Nothing exceptional. Good job.
Good job. Maybe that would normally get a B tier, but I think B tier is kind of just getting by.
Yeah, no, I think we kind of had the steam back in our sails, the wind back in our sails. The steam back in our Magnitogorsk factories at this point.
Right.
Because I think, you know, we had some time. We were coming back. We were doing it.
Yeah, definitely.
Not quite burnt out. Not quite back to full self yet.
Right. Okay.
Man, it was awesome when they putting out 2 episodes a month.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Speaking of, we spent a whole month on Just Cement by Fyodor Gladkov. S tier.
S tier.
Absolutely.
Best series ever. I would do it again.
We had a great time recording it. It was a lot of fun. I don't have any specific insights for you at this point in time. Just it was fun. I still think about Cement almost more than any novel we've ever covered.
Daily.
Right. Like the other day, I remember that Matt sent me another novel about steel production in the Soviet Union. And I was like, as soon as we're done with Vasily Grossman, Matt, you got to cover this novel. No one's asking for it. It will not bring any viewers in or any listeners in.
No, some people are asking
some
for
people.
It. There's some of you sickos in our Discord. I know who you are.
Yeah.
Some of you got you guys screw loose too, and that's all right.
That's right. And we're doing it for you.
Yep.
All right. I'm gonna combine the next two, S tier for Cement. Father Sergius by Leo Tolstoy and the Polikhaevs by Pavel Nilin with Dr. Ian Garner. I'm going to give these... I don't know. Where do you land on these?
These are easy. These are A bordering S for me because Father Sergius is still one of the funniest Tolstoy things that I've read. Yeah. I don't think it was intentionally funny, but boy, did I find it funny. And then Ian Garner was such an absolute joy to talk to. And this was such a special episode getting to talk about something that he had translated, and it was really good. I thought it really was starting to hit our sweet spot where we were starting to find academics who, like, were good fits for our show. You know, academics who were, like, well, not to dunk on all academics, but, like, you know, like, publicly normal.
I think that's
a good
one.
Talk about your research in a persuasive way, kind of just off the cuff. And we found so many great academics through this show that we've talked to. So Yeah, I'll give it an S. I'll do it.
I'll give him S too. I completely agree. The Polyakai have such an interesting piece in Garner. Such like a fantastic person to talk to about these. Great book. Still very active on Twitter.
Plus, he's got such a cute dog. You should follow him on Twitter if you don't.
Exactly. And again, Father Sturgis by Tolstoy, unintentionally the funniest thing ever. Getting so horny, you chop off a finger. I mean, that's an all-timer right there.
That's right. Jordan Peterson can never.
speaking of Jordan Peterson, let's talk about Crime and Punishment.
Yeah.
This is an interesting series.
Yeah, it was.
It was. I don't know. What do you want to say about Crime and Punishment?
You know, it was good in the beginning and the end, and then this is exactly my point on my scheduling is the problem with this was that we really couldn't get academics to come talk about, like, the middle of the book because nobody wanted to analyze a specific portion of it. So what we had to do was we had to bookend them to the beginning and the ends. And I think they let it rest in A tier because Kate Holland, S for Shirley, Katya Bowers obviously was amazing.
A lot of Kates in this series.
Yeah, that's right. This is the era if we only allow Kate, Catherine, or Caitlin on the show.
Also, some of them privately go by Katya, and I because of the series, I cannot remember who actually goes by Kate, but who actually all goes by them. Caitlin, who actually goes by Katya.
They're all interchangeable. It's fine. Yeah. No, it was. I think for me, it's an A because they really elevated us.
Yeah,
you know, we were like the, you know, the nasty dive bar at the beginning of Bar Rescue that John Taffer has to rescue, and then all of a sudden Vic Vegas comes in to really elevate our game.
Yeah,
and maybe Mia Mastrione's there. Who knows? But listen, this is a deep cut for like three people, but that's what the show is.
That's what we're all about,
and it was good for that. It does. Kind of showcase some of the issues of doing the long series where, like, you know, scholars don't analyze, their job isn't doing close readings of sections of books. It's like, it's a more encapsulating vision.
What's the point?
Of what they're writing. So it's
right.
That's the point. Exactly. So it's a little bit hard to figure out how to place it, but nonetheless, it was a good series. I'm glad we did it. We need to return to Dostoevsky very soon.
And thankfully, we've got a number of various Kates, various Caitlins, yep. Who are Caitlins and Catherines, who are willing to talk to us about Dostoevsky. So keep
in abundance, you might
in
say.
Abundance of Kates and Katyas. Yep. Apologies to all the doctors involved.
That's the one. Yep.
Okay, Eugene Onegin. Moving on from there, Eugene Onegin. I'll give this series a B. Dr. Coughlin, Catherine. Dr. Bowers, Katya. Dr. Bowers' episode is an A-tier episode. Dr. Bowers is excellent. Dr. Bowers is always a joy to talk to. But I think the Onegin series was also a little bit of burnout on the back end of Crime and Punishment.
It could be for you. I was having a good time. We sold... very limited run, mostly because I lost the file. I don't know where I put it. When we switched stores, we sold Eugene Onegin foot fetish socks containing the lines in Russian and English of the rather fetishy points of the novel. And that was funny. We sold about one pair, I believe. But that was all worth it. And so if you own those, you know, like you're sitting on a gold mine.
One of a kind. All right, let's call that A-tier then. A-tier episodes.
Yeah.
I
had fun. You might not have been having fun, but I was having fun.
I was recovering, I think. I don't know
who's letting me have fun, but I must... Okay, so this isn't the... I was in the carrying the podcast era then, must have been, unknowingly.
Right, I think so. I think that was when I had like just started AmeriCorps, and I was like in the first 4 months of like living in a new city in a really bad area, and just like... living in a house that was like seven different people each renting an individual room. It was a weird time.
Oh, I remember. That was weird.
That was like, yeah, like there was like seven people, like six people in my house I never talked to, and then one guy who was like, hey, can I get a ride to work? I'm like, yeah, where do you work? About 40 minutes away. Also, I need you to pick me up at 4 a.m.
that's interesting.
Yeah, I did that exactly once, and then I started avoiding him when he started texting me, which is hard when you live in a room right next to someone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a weird time. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of not a weird time, let's talk about The Orchard by Christina Gorcheva Newberry, who came onto our podcast. And I'm going to say it, I think that's an S tier right out of the gate.
I think so. I would think so. Yeah.
That was our first time we had an author of the
novel.
Yeah,
she was our first author, and I was so nervous.
And?
Because we never,
yeah,
you know, I didn't know how to approach the interview. It was the first time I've ever interviewed an author. So, you know, a little scary. But she was super nice, and we did a lot of research. Might I say, perhaps the most research we've ever done for an episode. I was digging deep. I was in Sean Evans Hot Ones mode. Like, I was in every interview she's ever given.
Right.
You know, looking up, trying to get to understand what Christina was all about. And we had a great conversation. I really enjoyed the book.
Yeah. Christina was...
It was a good talk.
Christina was an excellent person to talk to. Also, all that research paid off because I think maybe an all-timer for this podcast. Oh, yeah. I'm sure no one else remembers but us, but when you were like, this really makes me think of that line from Pushkin, you know, between the time between Wolf and Dog, of I forget exactly what piece it was, and she's like, that's funny that you referenced that, because that was the time between, you know, Wolf and Dog was the original title, influenced by that exact piece by Pushkin you mentioned. That was...
Yeah, and then Alexander Pushkin descended from the clouds and he awarded me a PhD at that moment, which was good.
That was an all-timer. Yeah, The Orchard is also a great novel. I give it to my girlfriend to read, and she liked it so much that she literally like peddles it to her friends. I don't even know where my copy of it is. It's like somewhere out in circulation right now.
Yeah, it was really good. I really liked it.
Yeah, S-tier.
S-tier.
Okay, let's move on to Envy by Yuri Alisha with our good friend.
Oh, man. We're getting into just straight S-tier territory.
I know. These are...
I couldn't be an objective judge of our own show.
This is banger after banger. Envy by Yuri Alisha with Dr. Jose Vergara. I would also say S-tier because Dr. Vergara is wonderful to talk to.
Yeah, I'm going off my own criteria here. It's just S-tier, obviously.
Also, Envy is such a good piece to talk about in the context of Dr. Vergara's book, All Future Plunges to the Past, James Joyce and Russian Literature. Such an interesting piece to go on all fronts because James Joyce is also a singularly weird person. So getting to talk about a singularly weird person, James Joyce, in the context of the very singularly weird characters in Envy. Great, great parallel that Jose made there.
Yeah, we had a beer. We were talking about Joyce. We were talking about Envy. I was like, this was the point where I was like, all right, this is what the podcast was made for. This is awesome. This is awesome.
This is great. Yeah, S tier. Okay, let's move on to, I'm gonna group Stalingrad by Vasily Grossman. I'm also in the group in there, the short story of the Sistine Madonna by Grossman, and also our interview with with the translator of all those mentioned, Robert Chandler. I'm going to group these all together. What's your reaction to this?
So I think these have to be an S because this set off a series of the most unfathomable consequences that the world has ever known.
Yep.
Which leads directly to us doing this ridiculous Life and Faith series, which is in the F tier, but this is in the S tier where it was still fun. It was all fun and games before we really messed it up.
it was good S tier because also I got so into it that I think this is like the one time we've done this. These are like an hour and a half long. I wouldn't even, this is when we're still doing context before we kind of do context now, but very infrequently. I wouldn't even record context with Matt. I would just say, let's get into it. And then later on, I'd record another 20 minutes by myself of just like, let's get into the episode. Let's talk about Grossman ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
This is S tier, all of it. Chandler.
This is when our episodes got long.
Yeah, we had to rein it back in after this series, actually.
And these are edited down, so some of these were were quite a bit longer.
Yeah, but I mean, Robert Chandler was fantastic to talk to. Mm-hmm. He was such a generous, considering that he had like severe time limitations, the fact that he took time out to talk to us was fantastic.
Exceedingly kind.
Very kind.
And very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. The Sissy Madonna referenced that regularly in this series, so S tier all around.
Absolutely.
And then okay, I'm going to group these next two just because they're in between a really weird period where we immediately finished this and then started doing War and Peace, which, wow, what a turnaround. So in between Stalingrad and War and Peace, we had The Shot by Pushkin and Chekhov Becomes Chekhov with Bob Blaisdell, who wrote those books. Kind of different, but they're both in the in-between period.
The Shot to me is like a solid B. It was like we needed something to fill it. I don't know. It was 36 minutes. It was all right. Bob's book, I thought was an S book. That was awesome.
That was.
I love the book. He was so fun to talk to.
I think that's a fair differentiation.
I can't group him. I got to decouple him.
All right. I'll take it. I think that's very fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bob was great. Right. I think maybe one day we should have him back on and talk about his first book. What was it? Tolstoy yes. Becomes Tolstoy, or was it?
I don't remember the name of the book, but it was about how Anna Karenina might be considered more of a stand-in for Tolstoy rather than Levin, like we normally think. And that was a point that's been recycled around grad school. So I know people have read that book.
S tier for Chekhov Becomes Chekhov. We'll come back around when we get Bob back on. Yes. All right. Then we go into our monster series, which took up most of 2023.
Most of my life.
Yeah.
Really.
War and Peace. I had just started a job around the time we started War and Peace, and everyone at my job for 6 months of knowing me just knew me as that really quiet guy who's always carrying War and Peace around. What do you think about War and Peace?
You know, I think it's an A for me.
Okay.
It was a good series. We improved a lot from Anna Karenina. Unfortunately, what we didn't realize was that was going to be a 14-parter. And Anna Karenina, I think we had around 8 or so. And so that's feasible that you might be able to carry any sort of arc through it. 14 is a little too much.
It was a lot.
I think we could have maybe combined some, potentially. Although then again, I did get an email from someone being like, do you know of any podcasts that go chapter by chapter? Because I really want to get like in depth with it.
And whoever you are, you are partially to blame for what we're doing right now. So we're hunting you down.
Yes. Yes, you are. That's true. And no, I don't know anybody that would be silly enough to do that. Except us with Life and Fate.
Yeah. And if you're seeing like the minor mental breakdown we're having doing this, that's exactly why no one's done that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize we're almost halfway through the year. I haven't looked up since January.
I know. I sometimes talk about, when I say talk about college, I say I don't remember it because I worked in radio and my life revolved around Monday and Saturday. Saturday was my show. That was when we brought on members of the community who were leaders in one way or another to interview and do a game show with. Monday was the actual, like, we need to produce 10 minutes for international news. And I don't remember 2 straight years of college because the college was secondary to the producing those 2 shows every week. And that's kind of how this podcast has made me feel about my life in general.
That's a good positive experience, it sounds like.
No, it was great. It was fantastic. I mean that unironically, despite my tone of voice. But yeah, it does make things fly by. There's always something to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I think you gave it A tier, or was it B tier for War and Peace?
I gave it an A pass. I gave it a pass.
I'll keep it with A. I agree. I'm going
to
group.
I think it's an accomplishment to do it, and we didn't have a breakdown over this one. We just did
it. That's fair. I'm going to group the next two, which are 2 short stories, On the Way a Sketch by, I forget this person's first name, but Khvoshinskaya, and an out-of-tune piano / an accordion by Sofia Andrukhovich, an out-of-tune piano by Sofia Andrukhovich. Those two, I'm going to give these both, I don't know, I'm going to give them a B. I think we were trying to get our bearings again after finishing War and Peace. We're like, okay, we need to do some more diverse literature, like just in terms of like the regions. We need to get to a lot of stuff we've been missing when we were doing War and Peace. And we were still kind of like coming out of the war. So I think we're still getting our footing again.
I would say an out-of-tune piano and accordion for me was a B because I don't feel like I totally have a grasp on what I wanted to say about it. Whereas I think On the Way a Sketch for me is an A because I did, honestly, compared to the amount of research I do for every other episode, like quite a lot on that. I was deep into finding books from the library. There were like about 3 books that have ever mentioned this author, and I tracked them down and I read them for this episode, for this one episode. I used that December break or that, oh wait, this wasn't, I used that summer break really well.
Yeah. All right, that's fair. Well, I think that'll be our final, final pronouncements on these. B and A. And then
let it be known.
Okay, after that we've got Leviathan directed by Andrei Zvigantsev. I'm going to give this one, I don't know about this one. This one, I think for sure, this is the one we had the most argumentation. This is the most we've ever actually argued about a piece. I think we've disagreed on something.
Could be.
I think we were getting into
a lot of conflict.
I mean, I don't think we ever like really fight, but I remember my girlfriend listening to this episode and she's like, I think that's the most I've heard you and Matt ever disagree on something.
It's good.
Well, it's because we very were like, oh, that's a really interesting thought, but here's another way of looking at it. Like, give a completely like different interpretation.
Could be. Yeah.
I don't know.
It was still a good episode. I liked this movie a lot.
I'm going to give it, I will give it an A. I think it was, I like that one, going back onto it.
You know, here's another way of looking at it. No, it's an A.
It's an A. Okay. Let's see. I don't want to group the next two. The performance by Sergei Dovlatov. I don't know. I'm going to give that one a C. I think that was a good piece. I don't remember that episode at all, really.
I kind of agree with you. That one kind of just, I don't know. My brain is like Swiss cheese, evidently.
Eventually, there's...
I do remember reading it. I remember scanning it for you. I don't know.
Yeah. It might have been good.
I want to do more by him, but I thought that this episode, it was okay.
It was really in between. It was, frankly, kind of one that was one of those that's like very functional. Sometimes we do episodes for passion. Sometimes we do them because of reader demand. Sometimes we do them because they fit in between some other stuff we're planning.
Yeah. No, that's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah, it happens. All right. I'll call that one C. Okay. The Kreutzer Sonata by Tolstoy with Tatiana Gershkovich. That one's an S tier because that... Dr. Gershkovich, her interpretation of the Kreutzer Sonata was like revolutionary from my understanding of the Kreutzer Sonata. So
yeah, and then we had like back-to-back weeks of talking about suspicious reading, which was really funny, right? And unplanned.
Yeah, well, let's group the Kreutzer Sonata with Signs and Symbols by Nabokov with Doctors Sarah Kapukin and Jose Vergara. Again, all of these S tier. There were such interesting episodes.
I'd say these are two of our more academic episodes.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's not a bad thing at all. I think that it's good sometimes to remember that, you know, we talk about, but there is so much more to learn and to know that this is really only a jumping off point for you.
God willing, it is just the beginning of your understanding.
Yeah.
But otherwise, S tier. Going on from there, let's talk about Master and Margarita.
By Michael Bulgogi.
By Michael, old Michael Bulgogi. I don't know. I think these are A. I think these were well done, but I could never give us S because there is literally so much talk about Master and Margarita. Like A.
S implies that like I really got it and there was nothing else I wanted to add. And every time I go back, I'm like, I could have talked about this or I could have talked about that. And it's just never ending.
There's so much. There is... Like half the people I ever met who've done anything in when we were in Russia, half the people I knew who were getting like master's degrees were doing something significant with Master and Margarita in one way or another. Like, it's hard to overstate how important Master and Margarita is for a significant portion of the academic community, especially.
I mean, just not even in non-academics, who just like normal people.
Yeah, true.
It's like probably one of the only books that's important to normal people that we talk to.
Yeah, you're almost tempting me to bump it down to B just because of how much any human being could talk about with how much there is to say about this book.
Yeah. But I think A is okay because we did it.
We did it. That's fair.
We did a good amount of prep for it. It was still interesting.
It's still interesting. All right, call it an A, and let's move on to Solaris by Tarkovsky. Where do you land on this one? I think you were... let me be 100%, keep it 100% for real.
This is the only episode that I got hate mail about.
That's right, you did.
That's right.
You did. That's not, well, let me keep it fully honest with you. The ending, I'm still shaky on because I was unbelievably high when I watched the... Like, I took a couple gummies. I took some more when I was watching Solaris. It's such a movie, such a long movie that the second round hit me. And I was just... I was literally catatonic watching the ending of Solaris, which maybe is how you're meant to watch it.
Being not high wasn't going to help you, so...
Yeah, okay. Matt is the... other than the fact that you would do this for your actual job... had a lot more to say, and you also got hate mail, which is directed at your commentary specifically, which I find very funny.
Yeah. No, and it does bother me because part of it was truthful. There maybe a slight mischaracterization on my part in one part of the episode, but it kind of like, you know, I think my overall point was still fine. And it was just like someone got like so mad at me over Instagram.
It was a minor point too. It wasn't even a major point.
No, and then they're like calling me an idiot, and oh, I can't believe they teach you this shit, and like it was really nasty.
Well, it was the point where you're like only humans have like they protect each other, which I think in the episode I kind of disagree with you on, but like it's a very technical point. It's like, all right, there's some animals which have shown self-sacrifice, but it's like extremely technical. Like, I don't even think it matters.
It's technical. That's not what Tarkovsky is concerned. That's not what he's concerned
with. Yeah, and even like then, too.
He's concerned with what it means to be a human. And the sort of rational self-sacrifice is something that is a very human element of us. And so that's why I was just like, okay, like this is just like not, like who cares? Who cares?
It was a major overreaction for such a minor point, which in the context of, you're right, Tarkovsky, even if it doesn't line up with nature, this is what Tarkovsky is trying to convey pretty obviously.
Yeah, and it also was really deep into the episode. So this person was like basically like live texting on me on Instagram about it. And I didn't respond because I decided to be the bigger person that day. But that was, it made me very upset, you know, that somebody had such a negative reaction. Yeah. But then, you know, you get to a point where I don't care. I got other stuff going on.
Can't please everybody. And if we only have had in our 4 years of doing this, 4.5 years of doing this, verging on 4 years of doing this, I've only ever had like, I think one, maybe two severely angry people at us. That's kind of a win in and of itself.
Who was the other? Do we have a second?
I think we had a second. I don't remember. I think that was just like mildly, I think it's just very mild criticism. Like, skip the banter part, get to the episode. It's fine. I think that's the next.
Yeah, that person was kind enough to leave it as a public Apple review. Thank you for that. But still 5 stars, so I'll allow it.
Yeah.
And it was right when we were changing the show format anyways. So
maybe they were right. We can't even call them on that one.
They were right on that, honestly.
Yeah. But okay, let's move on from there to talk about Bump Down for Matt from Güzel Yakin's first book, her sophomore take, Volga Tale, about some people along the Volga.
You can't say sophomore. Alex told me I sound pretentious when I called it a sophomore novel.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, apparently I sound pretentious.
All right. Well, her second novel, so we don't sound
her second novel, yeah.
where do you rate this one? I'm gonna give this to you first of all.
Probably like a C. It was a good episode. It was a good little, we did two or three.
I think we did two.
It was good. I had a good time talking about it. It wasn't my favorite book overall. There was just kind of it was a little bit of a letdown to me on some of the larger political stuff.
Yeah.
But there were some real shining moments, I thought, in the prose, and I liked it for that, and I had a good time talking about it.
That's fair.
But probably wasn't one of my favorite ones.
I'll agree with C. I think part of it also because we're like, okay, this is all right. I think we could have done more. I think we did perfectly all right. I think there is, like, I don't know if people can tell this, but there's episodes we get excited about, and there's episodes where we're like, all right, we got to get this out. This is perfectly fine. This is interesting. We have things to talk
people
about.
People don't know.
No, yeah, that's the back end.
They have no idea.
You know,
there's no way, because back when we were Tipsy Tolstoy and we'd used to, you know, have a few drinks while we would talk, there were some episodes that, like, you know, I'd basically record, like, you know, not, I'd be like stone cold sober. People would be like, you were so drunk in that one. And I was like, I really was not. I wasn't.
And then there'd be other ones where it'd be borderline blackout and no one ever commented on those.
No, just normal. Just
like the
normal.
Svetlana, I think the Svetlana Alexeyevich, the Unwomanly Face Award.
That is. Yeah, there's a few where you take one sip of a beer and you're like, this doesn't feel right.
No, that one for me, I was blitzed for that one. Because I remember, I need to be drunk for this. So I brought in several beers, and I also brought in a bottle of soju so I could take shots without being too alcoholic.
Oh yeah.
So I did a whole bottle of soju and several beers for that one. That was a lot.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
All right. You know, I think we're getting on the longer side, and we're coming up to our modern episodes, which is mostly Life and Fate and a couple other stuff in between.
Banger.
Everything in 2024, banger. I think we don't need to rate those necessarily. That'll be for our second retrospective 4 years from now.
Yeah. I mean, this year, I don't even remember what we've put out because I'm so under, I feel so underwater
with
Life and Fate.
That's
that I can't remember what it was like to.
Yeah, I honestly want
to go outside and touch grass.
I honestly want to, I feel like everything we've run this year didn't get its proper due in terms of listening. I mean, for the stuff we've done ourselves, Light Breathing by Bunin, The Silver Spring by Durova/Alexandrov. I think those are fine. Like, not every episode. Sometimes they're going to get buried beneath everything else. I really want to rerun everything we've done with Dr. Maya Vinokur, with Dr. Cooper.
Okay, the guest episodes, actually, like, as I'm going through our arc, they've only gotten better. Like, I think we've gotten better with guests, not to pat ourselves on the back, but, like, I think we've learned how to not just do straight, here's my question that I prepared, but to actually have that conversation. And when we had Philip, when we had Maya... David Cooper, like, we had so many, we've gotten access to so many amazing people. Not that our first guests weren't, but it's just this continued, like, widening of people who actually want to come on our show. Like, we're really at a point where, for the most part, we're not really reaching out to people, like, publishers or people even individually will reach out, and it's really wonderful, the community that has supported us. And so, I think we need, when we take our break and we have a chance to rerun some of our episodes, it will definitely be those guest episodes, because I think that's even though I think Life in Fate is great and we've done a lot of good with it, those are some of our best episodes, actually, are the guest episodes from this year.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you say, like, we've gotten more comfortable with it, we're literally, like, it used to be, like, we finished and be like, oh yeah, thank you, maybe have a short, like, polite conversation, and all basically wonderful people. You know, I think individually outside of the podcast, we've talked to a lot of them, and we've had really good conversations outside of that. It's very natural.
Get a little rowdy,
right?
Little
but rowdy. Even like immediately for everyone, for Philip, for David, for Maya, like, we stopped recording, we kept chatting for like another 15-20 minutes just because we're like having a good time. And I think that was a great sign. I can't wait till we can rerun them, so they can really, because I think everything is getting kind of lost in between all the Life and Fate, and I can't wait until we can run them all again and get some more, like, social media attention on them. They deserve it. They're all great. If you haven't listened to them, check them out. They're very worthwhile.
Yeah, we're getting close to the end of the series, so our feed will be cleaned up and easier to follow, I hope.
God willing. We'll see. Well, all right. That's everything up to today. That's, just 3 going on 4 years of Slavic Literature Pod / Tipsy Tolstoy. Ooh. And our thoughts on it. It's behind the scenes of the number of times we almost ended the podcast in 2021. And after that, it's not, I would never say it's, everything's been smooth sailing, but we haven't, other than this series, had any major, like, any major incidents that led to, like, we should end the podcast kind of moments.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And this one does, someone's got me teetering on the edge a bit. It's the amount of work. And the problem is, when you're overworked, then you don't adequately promote what you do. And that makes you feel bad and guilty. And then what also makes you feel bad and guilty is, like, you know, we did our supporter drive, which was super wonderful. And then the way it goes for us is, like, we hit a good peak when we actually ask for money. And then when we go to do our work, it slowly, like, peters off. And it's still higher than it was, but it kind of, like, you're like, you know, it feels bad basically to be what feels like losing support as you're just in the trenches grinding.
Right.
But, you know, things are okay. We're
fine. It's the long game. People come, people go.
Yeah.
And then we cover Dostoevsky, and everyone comes back, and, you know,
everyone comes running back.
But not to drop this on the Dostoevsky fans, but if for everyone who's here still reading at this point, like, our consistent viewership is, there is, like, a core minimum, which we know for sure we're going to get regardless of what we put out. And for all of you, thank you for sticking around through thick and through thin, literally through everything. There are a lot of fair weather people who...
It's pretty high, actually. It's higher than I thought it'd be for reading about, like, steel production.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Half the time.
I feel blessed with how many people actually stick around with, like, whatever bullshit we put out versus, like, the... And not to say there's nothing wrong with the fair weather fans. You come in, do what you're interested in. That's perfectly fine. We're here not only for, you know, our own fans, but we're here to put out good resources. But, like, getting 3,000, you know, views on a podcast is fantastic, but that doesn't keep going. So at the core, I think what keeps us going at the end of the day is knowing that we provide this resource to lots of people, you know, many, many thousands out there who come and go for those big names, but also for the hundreds of you who listen to us through thick and through thin. You really make it all worthwhile.
Yeah, and you do it for them. I do it because I think it's funny that maybe some professor will assign something and we'll be like the only resource out there on that. And so I do it for you, stressed out undergrads who are desperately hoping that somebody will help you along your final paper.
God bless that. I think that covers everyone.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I think that's it. All right, well, maybe this is a good place to wrap up the podcast then before we get a little bit too soppy.
Please.
Speaking of our long series, we got to go record the daily. So, you know, Roadrunner noise away. We'll make it just another 60-something chapters.
Okay. Whatever you say, dear.
All right, well, for now, I was going to try to do a joke and be like, do our outro for when we were Tipsy Tulsa, but I literally don't even remember what it is.
Me either. We basically kept the same intro. I just say,
okay. Fade us out.
Fade me out.
You'll hear from us again soon.